Joining me now, Rob Carr. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Let's talk about grocery stores and shopping routines. That's been all the rage about what's the balance between being prepared and just downright hoarding. Rob Carr's on the line. Thanks for joining us, Rob. Appreciate it.
Justin, good evening. Thank you for having me.
So the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, what's your stance on this, the idea of essentially maintaining a normal shopping routine?
Yeah, we think people need to return to their normal shopping patterns. That doesn't mean necessarily normal shopping behaviors, right? When you're talking about patterns, you're talking about when you shop and how much you typically buy. So if you shop on a Thursday for the next week, shop on Thursday for the next week. You don't need to buy for 3 or 4 weeks. There's nothing about this virus that requires that kind of hoarding. But when you go into the store, practice good hygiene, practice social distancing. Take a Lysol wipe and wipe down the cart or the basket. But frankly, those are things we should have been doing all along anyway.
Yeah, right. I think as at the grocery store this morning, I've had the same feeling. I'm like, I should be doing these practices regardless if there's a virus threat or not. Rob, what I find interesting is that people right now, many will say, well, we don't know what the future holds. If there's going to be a lockdown, if there's going to be shortages, there's a lot of fear in the air when it comes to grocery stores and making sure you're prepared. So what do you say to people who realize, been told by everybody, they don't know what the next 2 weeks are going to offer?
Well, I think two things. First, we can look at other jurisdictions, other nations. Let's look at Italy and Spain, for example, who have gone on, have imposed lockdowns where they've asked people to stay in their homes. They're enforcing, people staying in their homes. But even those jurisdictions have said, but if you need to go to the store, if you need food, if you need necessities to go to the pharmacy, you're okay to go to those things. They just don't want you out mingling around. So we can learn from that. Yeah. The second thing is, we know the supply chain's fine. There is nothing that is unhealthy, unstable about America's supply chain. This is all the shortage, the empty shelves that we see are all driven by panic buying, when in fact there is absolutely nothing, as I said before, about this virus or about what we've seen anywhere else that requires that type of response.
Hold on one second. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have Pete take a look at this phone line because it keeps going click, 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 click on us, which is never good. Rob Carr is the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, which is IRMA, and we're talking about shopping routines. I went to the Jewel today, and just going there and recognizing how stocked the produce was and the meat section and the fish and all that kind of stuff was very surprising to me after reports over the weekend that everything was gone or all the anecdotal stories that were told on social media. And I guess what Rob is saying, and we're getting him back in the line right now, is just this concept that a lot of that has to do with us just running to the store on Friday night or maybe Saturday morning and not necessarily thinking through it. Like, for instance, I went this morning knowing that there would be a better opportunity for me to avoid crowds, and it was no worse than maybe a Saturday afternoon. Rob Carr, back in the line. Thanks for holding there. All right, so as we kind of cycle through this, and this is where we kind of have to come to, are the grocery stores able to, as you look down the line and you talk to retailers, are they able to accommodate the kind of rush that we've had over the weekend? How often can they restock?
They are able to accommodate it. They can restock as often as the trucks can get back and forth between the distribution centers and the manufacturers and the stores. And we have worked with the Pritzker administration. We have worked with local municipalities through the Illinois Municipal League. We have worked with departments of transportation to remove any regulatory obstacles that are in the way. So normally you have these regulations like limits on number of truck driver hours, limits on weights, limits on weights of trucks, limits on when you can do store deliveries, particularly in urban areas, and all of those things have been suspended temporarily. Mm-hmm. So we can restock the shelves and we can move supplies. Now, it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of effort. A lot of people are putting in a lot of overtime, but we can do it. We've never had a challenge like this, and it's rise. The system is showing its resilience.
Yeah. Rob, do you see in the foreseeable future, and obviously this is all hypotheticals, but as someone who's been around the industry as long as you have, do you see a moment in which we would have a different set of rules at the grocery store, that you can only go at a certain time, or there's hours that that maybe would be more. I saw this online not too long ago, just this idea that, you know, why not give people who might be immune suppressed or possibly elderly first shot at stuff in the morning, and then everybody else comes. You see us getting into those kind of regulations before too long?
I don't. I would never want to predict what health officials might recommend or impose, but I don't. And that raises a whole bunch of other questions if you do that, right? Then you've really got to enforce, if you're going to give people a head start, if you're going, then you've really got to enforce almost a ration type approach. You're going to have to limit people to everything. And I think that puts the retailer in a terrible spot. And I think that actually feeds panic rather than tamping it down. If we did not have what we've got right now, which is this panic buying and this hoarding, delivery systems would work just fine. So people who are immune suppressed could have deliveries made to them. But right now, you're having to wait sometimes 2 or 3 days for deliveries that normally you would wait a couple hours for because of the panic buying and the hoarding.
Do you see, just because of the way that it usually works out when there is some sort of pandemic or epidemic in any parts of the world, do you see this sort of flattening out, that we would have less hoarding and less panic shopping as this kind of goes on? Or do you think that this is just always going to be the case in the short term here?
Well, I don't know how we define short term, Justin. Not trying to wordsmith you, right? But I think people will start to get the message. Obviously, we've asked leaders, the governor included in his briefing yesterday, and the emergency management chief commented on it today. We've asked other leaders to share the same message. Obviously, we're getting it out through folks like yourself. I think it'll start to take hold that, you know what? Consumers will realize, wait a minute, we are overreacting here. There's no reason I can't go to the store. There's no reason I have to buy 3 weeks worth when I only need 1 week's worth, that everything's going to be just fine. I think common sense will return, but the sooner it returns, the better it'll be for everybody.
The governor was on record saying that the food supply is strong, and everything seems to be working as planned. Do you have any concerns about distributors or the wholesale or the actual companies that make things like milk and eggs and other things when this is the way that the buying population is acting?
We have no concerns. Again, it's putting a strain on the system. There's no question. But the system has stepped up. The system has, thanks to the partnership between private sector governments to remove some of those regulatory burdens I talked about, or the regulatory impediments that I talked about that normally are not an impediment at all. But we've been able to adjust to the system and to the demand. And I think we'll continue to see that. But I think also as well that once that consumer calms down and returns to a normal shopping pattern, that will help out tremendously as well.
Rob Carr is the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. We're talking about grocery stores and retail. Beyond just retail, restaurants this weekend obviously scurrying to figure out how they're going to stay open with the bars and restaurants ban that's been put in place by the governor. Curbside pickup and delivery are still options. For you at Irma, I mean, do you see that? Do you try to help restaurants or at least give them guidance on how they can change their operation from being one that's dine-in to one that might be curbside?
Yeah, so we have restaurants, a pretty robust membership as well in our membership base. We do work with our restaurant members. We have been advocating exactly for what the state and the city enacted. And if I can, Justin, not only can you do delivery or curbside, you can also go in and do pickup or takeout.
Right.
You can go in, order your food, pay for it and get it and leave. You just can't linger. You can't eat in the restaurant. We advocated for those types of things because that helps take pressure off the grocery store side as well. And it gives consumers more access to readily available food. So we do work with them to help them when they can. Now, not every restaurant's going to have that ability, but I think this affords most of them the opportunity to continue to serve their customers in some fashion.
The restaurant and the retail associations, you do worry about, like, for instance, the people who work in the grocery store, the stockers, the cashiers, other people who may have to have just overwhelming interaction with people, especially in panic situations. I obviously, for exposure to the virus, but also exposure to mean people. I was going to say, what do you do to protect them? What can you do to make sure that the people who are on the front lines, who are actually helping, are protected?
Yeah, so that's a great thing. Management has to be there to help in terms of, you know, mean people. There's nothing we can do about people's dispositions. Frankly, mean people show up in stores under normal circumstances. Right, right. And employees generally do a very good job of diffusing those situations themselves. In this case, you know, what would help is if there had not been such a run on masks and hand sanitizer. Those things could be utilized for frontline retail workers right now. But because of the shortage, we don't have a lot of access to those. It's all about, again, the same thing that you do for the consumer. You try to limit social distancing. You try to ensure they're getting opportunities to wash their hands regularly, reminding them not to touch their face. Admittedly, they're on the front line, and they're doing a great job with it. But you do everything you can, recognizing it's not a perfect situation.
Right.
I think we also have to keep in mind that while we're doing all this, that, you know, the vast majority of people are really not at risk here necessarily. You know, for you have to be immunocompromised or aged to be really be at risk here. That said, we don't want anybody to be sick, so they're doing everything they can to mitigate those circumstances.
Yeah, the other places, of course, we haven't talked about the pharmacy. Of course, there's going to be a run on making sure everyone has the medicine that they need. Are pharmacies seeing the same kind of strain that grocery stores are?
They're really not seeing that, at least for the pharmaceuticals themselves, right? Because those are generally prescription driven. You are seeing a run, for example, on some cold and flu type medicine as people are trying to stock up, but not nearly to the extent that you're seeing, for example, on cleaning supplies or toilet paper, which is something I will never understand. But you're seeing some of that, but in terms of pharmaceuticals, you're not seeing quite the run because those are prescription driven.
Right. Rob Carr is the CEO and president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Just the last thought here, just as we talk about panic buying, let's go right back to the top of this interview. Your message to the residents of Illinois and the other listeners in our area about going to the grocery store.
Calm down. Purchase what you need for the regular period of time. If you would shop for a week, shop for a week. If you would shop every 2 or 3 days, shop for every 2 or 3 days. Think about your neighbor. Think about the impact you're having on people who want delivery and because of the panic buying are not able to get delivery as quickly as they should have access to it. So I think if we just all settle down and think about others, we'll be in a much better situation very quickly.
Yep, those three words, normal shopping routine.
There you go.
Rob Carr, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Associates. Thanks for joining us, Rob. Appreciate it.
Just my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right.